Brock and Hunter.
Get it. 7-Eleven, Brock, Hunter. The Plan B Morning Show. What's up, you ass?
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot to cover in your morning dump, so let's get to it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it. All right. Should we start with the Oscars or should we end with the Oscars? Because, my God. And what's weird is we have never talked about the Oscars here on the show because we don't think it's a big deal.
It's just a big pat myself on the back event.
We're giving rich celebrities and people more spotlight, more praise. Like, we don't have anything to do with it. It's just a bunch of rich, beautiful people getting together talking about how rich and beautiful and talented they are. So let's start with that. And we'll end with male birth control. It's going to be a doozy. So the only reason we're bringing up the Oscars is because last night...
What happened? One of the craziest things happened.
So last night at the Oscars, Chris Rock was doing some jokes before the Best Documentary nominees. Yep. One of the jokes he told was about Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, even though her husband...
Will Smith
laughed, she didn't. Chris responded to her being upset, and that's where things... took a turn. Okay, so everyone's laughing, yada, yada, yada. Take a listen to this cringy audio.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Will Smith. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
So we are here.
Will Smith.
Real quick. So this is basically what happened. Will Smith, he was laughing at first at the joke.
Yep.
Looks over at Jada. Dude, she, even in the video, you can tell she's scowling, dude. She's pissed.
Yeah.
And as soon as Will sees, like, oh, she's pissed, he walks up on stage. And Chris Rock's just kind of standing. And that's when you hear the poof.
He slaps.
Dude, he cold cocked him, basically. Yeah. Slap the hell out of him.
So it starts off, you can kind of hear like, uh-oh, here he comes. Everyone thinks it's a joke. It's going to be funny.
Then he walks off stage. And then Will Smith, that was the silent part of the video because they bleeped it out.
They cut the air. They went to dead air because obviously there was some stuff being said behind. I'll get to that in a second because what's interesting, you can see how quick it turns. Here's what happens after the slap. And we'll play the slap or the back and forth where they cut and they did dead air. If this goes.
Give a documentary out, to give an Oscar out for best documentary. Now, the beauty of documentaries, because they make you, when you watch one, you feel smart. Like you watched a, like, you know, like you read a book or something. But all you really did was get high and watch Netflix. So here we go. Here we go. The documentaries, the nominees are, let's just go to the nominees.
So you can see him kind of flustered and like, okay, people aren't sure they should laugh at it. That's because moments before that, this is what Hunter was alluding to.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Whoa, dude, that was hard to listen to.
You can hear the awkwardness there because everybody at the second time he said it was like, oh boy,
yeah,
he's
like bad. this isn't a shtick, this isn't part of the show.
Hey.
This was not written. I'm gonna say it right now, I lost some respect for Will Smith because he's come back and has said what was I gonna get to, like, I get, you know, stand. Oh, this is what he said, is that he was standing up for his family. And I get that. I really do. But when you're at these things, All right. They're made. Those jokes are written. Everyone's getting roasted throughout the night. DiCaprio got roasted.
Yeah, it's to be expected, really.
It's to be expected.
You show up to one of these events.
And there's just better ways to handle it. You move on. You don't say anything. All right. Maybe
that's the thing. Juwan Howard just lost, five games? Five game suspension for slapping the other coach from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, look at that, like, is there any repercussions for Will Smith walking up and saying, dude, you're an example, right? People look up to you, and there's kids that look up to you, and
you're
probably
a grown man.
slapping the hell out of people.
It's not like he got in her face and was starting to rip her apart, cracking jokes, and it was one quick joke. I lost a lot of respect for Will Smith on this, because people said, he was standing up for his wife. No, his wife couldn't take a joke and now made him react that way. But even if that's not how you act in public, you know what I mean?
Right,
that's not what
right.
you, after the show, you go up to him and say, hey, I did not appreciate that. I want you to apologize to my wife. Or maybe he could have even done, he could have done that during the show. He could have went up during a break and said, hey man, would you mind apologizing just cause, mm-hmm. yeah. But no, instead you go up and assault someone and then yell at, like, dude, that's awkward as hell, man.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see it live, but just watching it this morning, you can watch an unedited version, which is even worse online, because, dude, you really feel the awkwardness there.
Just listening to it is awkward.
Yeah.
Let's go
to commercial break. Like, at that point, they should have just went to commercial break and, like, you're like, all right, let's.
Yeah, do the documentaries off air, man. Like, after the first keep my wife's name out your effing mouth, you could tell everyone kind of laughed and I was like, oh, wait, he's serious. He is.
They get a legit brawl on stage there if Chris Rock would have swung back. You know?
At this point, Chris Rock isn't filing police reports, but there's some people saying that Will should have his, because he then won. He was back on stage not long after because he won Best Actor for playing Serena and the dad. You know what I'm talking about? Whatever. Anyway. But yeah, he was back up there again, you know, thanking everyone and thanking. And it's like, okay. You just assaulted a guy on stage.
That's assault, brother.
That's assault, brother. You double dog, dare me? I'm also kind of too, like, your wife's going to pout, and so now you got to act all hard. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah,
maybe tell her, like, hey, honey, it's a joke. We'll talk to him afterwards, all right? You don't need to sit there mean mugging, for God's sake. I don't know.
Dude, it would have been worse if she would have went up and slapped. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Ah.
I don't know.
Anyway, dude, it's crazy.
I've never seen anything like that happen. I wish I would have seen it live
on
TV.
Thing, if it was set up and if it was acting, phenomenal.
Oh, phenomenal, for sure.
Phenomenal,
for
dude,
sure.
Seriously.
Giving him an Oscar for that, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Anyway, let's move on there. Long story short for me, I think Will Smith acted like a jerk. I think he
should have powdered his hand up first.
Pow!
You should get that nice dust.
Is this WWE on there? Let's end with male birth control, the three words that every woman wants to hear. There's good news and bad news. The good news is that there was a successful trial for a new kind of male birth control. Basically, scientists created a gel of sorts that men would rub on their shoulders every morning. The gel, called NEST, is absorbed through the skin and works by slowing the man's production of his little swimmers. There's also extra amounts of testosterone, hence the T, in the gel to balance out what isn't being produced.
I just don't be rubbing stuff in your shoulders. It's going to make your wiener not work, dude. I don't know.
I don't know if I'm there yet. Like, on a gel? And why wouldn't you rub the gel near the genitals, right? Don't you think that would be...
Why the shoulders? Why not my weenus, my elbows?
Yeah, something like there, you know? Somewhere closer. I don't know if I trust something traveling through my back down. Of course, I'm not a doctor. I don't know how all this works. So
not either. But dude, it just sounds sketchy.
Yeah,
you know, it sounds like one of those things that like 20 years down the road, that commercial comes up. Did you rub blah 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 into your shoulders?
Did you or a loved one rub a NEST on your shoulders?
Well, you are now eligible for a blah blah because you got cancer or something ridiculous. You know, I don't know. Dude.
Did you or a loved one grow a third arm because of NEST?
Oh, that's me. Absolutely.
That's me.
Yeah.
Did you grow
a wiener doesn't work?
Yeah. Did you grow a third testicle? Yeah, I kind of like it though. That's okay. Anyway, so there you go. We got.
Were you a sad disappointment in the bed in 2022?
And now look at you. So we got Will Smith smacking a guy and NST rubbing on our shoulders and
some of that blue stuff.
Yeah. What color is it? I don't know.
Blue. It's
very
always
viscous.
Blue.
Always blue. All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock